This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: community events held to observe the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Each year, New Mexicans come together to remember the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, on August 6th and 9th, 1945. It has been 62 years since the United States dropped these bombs, which killed over 200,000 people instantly. Both bombs were developed and built at LANL, located in New Mexico. This week's CCNS update will provide a list of events taking place in northern New Mexico to observe the bombings. Please be prepared to write down information about the events which interest you. Events scheduled for Friday, August 3rd and Saturday, August 4th are sponsored by Dragonfly Sanctuary, Vets for Peace, and Pax Christi, New Mexico. In Santa Fe on Friday, August 3rd at 4 p.m., there will be a Mass for Peace at Santa Maria de la Paz Church, located near the Santa Fe Community College. At 7 p.m. at El Museo Cultural, Father Roy Bourgeois, the founder of the School of the Americas Watch, will speak. Father John Deere will introduce him. On Saturday, August 4th, people will gather at Ashley Pond in Los Alamos. At 2 p.m., a traditional sackcloth and ashes prayer vigil will begin, sponsored by Pax Christi, New Mexico. The day will continue with speakers and a candlelight vigil. For more information, visit PaxChristiNewMexico.org. Bud Ryan of Pax Christi, New Mexico said, quote, "We are all on the front lines in the struggle against nuclear weapons and all the environmental damage they cause by their mere existence. The destruction from these weapons knows no political affiliation, race, creed, or color. It just knows how to kill and maim," end quote. On Sunday, August 5th, the 9th Annual Peace Day will be held throughout downtown Santa Fe. Events begin at 10 a.m. at Ghost Ranch of Santa Fe, where the Shambhala Meditation Center will conduct a Buddhist meditation for peace. At 11 a.m., Santa Fe Mayor David Koss will declare a day for peace, and children will hang thousands of peace cranes on the Children's Peace Statue. The participants will proceed to Federal Park, where there will be activities for children and dialogue circles exploring how we can realize peace and nuclear abolition in our time. Activities will continue throughout downtown. The day will conclude at the Capitol Roundhouse with the Hiroshima Peace Bell Ceremony at 5:15 p.m. in unity with church bells throughout New Mexico and Hiroshima, Japan. Peace Day is organized by the Los Alamos Peace Project. For scheduling details, please visit losalamospeaceproject.us. Shannon Sollett of the Los Alamos Peace Project said, quote, "The peace process is about participation and cooperation. We must participate. We must cooperate. We can't look to leaders to create a culture of peace, but instead look to ourselves," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these and other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.